Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extended District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, a new food production meeting coming up. I'm excited to hear about it.
Yes. On Tuesday, May 6th, the Frontier District is going to be hosting a food production and food preservation program at the Community Center in Linden from 4 to 7 p.m., and the evening is going to feature two of our K-State specialists, Carrie Rabar and Karen Blakesley. Carrie is going to begin the evening by discussing how to promote healthy garden soil to increase production with those fruits and vegetables. And then Karen's going to finish up the evening by discussing some methods for preserving food safely. As our Frontier District Agent who focuses programming efforts in the area of nutrition, food safety, and health, I'm really excited that Karen's going to be able to come and be in attendance and share her expertise. She is a food science specialist, and she provides our leadership for our Rapid Response Center at K-State, as well as the Kansas Value Added Foods Lab. So in those roles, she provides a lot of resources to us as extension agents, up-to-date research-based food safety information that we then are able to share with the public. And then through the Kansas Value Added Foods Lab, she has a direct impact on some of those smaller-scale producers by helping them to check their products and labels for food safety purposes. So she is a great resource. I know while gardeners often look forward to eating some of that fresh produce, it really often doesn't take too long before that garden is producing foods faster than they can be eaten. So to help reduce some of that food waste, utilizing those food preservation practices like canning and freezing can really be a great way to enjoy those homegrown foods year-round. And so to help assist gardeners, Karen's presentation is going to focus on some of those research-based food preservation techniques. It's especially important to use those research-based canning methods, especially when preserving foods at home to prevent foodborne illness. Botulism is that one is that foodborne illness that's most commonly associated with improperly canned foods, and they can be linked to not pressure canning low-acid foods, recognizing signs of spoilage, and following research-based canning methods. So Karen's going to help share some reliable resources as well as food preservation practices that individuals can use to can and freeze foods at home safely. So whether you are already producing fruits and vegetables in the garden and successfully preserving them, or if you've never cared for plants or don't know where to start with canning or freezing, we definitely invite you to join us on May 6th. The evening is going to provide an opportunity to dive a little bit deeper into garden production and food preservation and hopefully be able to learn something new or ask some questions of two of our K-State specialists who are excited to share their expertise with individuals in the Frontier District. So if you're interested in attending on May 6th, we are asking you contact my office, the Garnett office, at 785-448-6826, just so we can kind of get a head count for the evening because we are going to provide some light snacks. If you do have some questions about the program, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office as well. That number again is 785-448-6826. And we also have a flyer about the program and additional information posted on our district's website. And that can be found at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun time for sure. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.